$550,000 in per social media post, a Thursday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 7. Why? Why we do what we do. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. There's a brand new career that has emerged in the last couple of years. It can pay really well and is actually incredibly easy. Sort of. Social media companies pay people that they call influencers. What does it take to become this kind of influencer? A ton of followers. Like Selena Gomez. She has over 145 million followers on Instagram and gets paid $550,000 in per post. She's a social media influencing tycoon. You have influence too. No, you probably don't have 145 million followers, but you do have people that you influence. Sociologists have estimated that even the most shy people have the potential to interact with upwards of 10,000 people over the course of their lives. No matter who you are, you can be a part of impacting the world in a big way. So, who are you influencing? You have family members, friends, teachers, coaches, baristas, teammates, frenemies, hopefully not too many of those, that you are making an impact on. What a huge responsibility. You could change someone's life just by being in their life. Since you are an influencer, consider what you are doing with your influence. Like Paul says to Timothy, be an example. If you have a big, loud personality, be an example of what it's like to be big and loud and love Jesus. If you have a quieter, calmer personality, then be an example of what it's like to be a quiet and calm follower of Jesus. You are an influencer. Go influence someone positively today. Be of and use to benefit those around you. Don't make excuses. God can use you right where you are. Easter reminders. This weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our four identical gatherings: Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, Tenim, 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to pray for and invite at least one person to C3 this weekend for Easter. We're kicking off Easter week with a special Thursday Easter communion with a free meal starting at 6:30 p.m. at C3. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 10 verses 1 through 16. Jesus left Capernaum and went down to the region of Judea and into the area east of the Jordan River. Crowds of people came again to listen to him, and as usual he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question: is it legal for a man to divorce his wife? What did Moses tell you to do? Jesus replied, Moses permitted a man to write a divorce certificate and send her away, they answered. Jesus said, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not like that from the beginning. In the beginning at creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He told them, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. Now about the collection for God's people in Jerusalem, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up, so that when I come no collections will be needed. Then, when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them to take your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, I will go with them. I plan to visit you after I have been to Macedonia, for I am planning to travel through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay a while with you, or I may even spend the winter there. Then you can help me on my journey wherever I go. I do not want to see you now just in passing. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work is open to me, and there are many adversaries. When Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear among you, for he is doing the Lord's work, just as I am. So do not let anyone treat him with contempt. Send him on his way with your blessing when he returns to me. I expect him to come with the other believers. And now about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the other believers, but he was not at all willing to go now. He will go when he has the opportunity. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Do everything in love. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.